Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, ladies of NABWIC and all of our listeners this morning. We welcome you. We have an amazing show for you this morning and an amazing guest. Folks, you are listening to NABWIC. We are the National Association of Black Women in Construction. We are the voice of Black women in construction, and we welcome you to our show this morning. Be sure to jump on another line and invite a friend, another amazing woman in the industry, or anyone else that you may know that could benefit from our show. And just know that we are on every single Wednesday morning at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. All of our shows are archived right there on www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC, where you can listen to any of our past shows, or you can listen to this show again. Also, tweet and retweet, post and repost, email, text, and share. Once the link for this show is available, be sure to spread the word, email it, text it out, share it with friends, and they can go back and listen to the archived show. Now, we definitely invite you to pass by our website, www.nabwic.org. There, you will learn more about our amazing, growing national organization, as well as learning more about our founder and find out more about what NABWIC is up to. You can add yourself to the email list for alerts on what's going on in the industry and also who's coming up on our shows. And also, you can think about joining the organization and becoming one of our future guests. So we definitely welcome each and every one of you to our show this morning. And I'd like to introduce to you our amazing guest. This morning, we will be having a conversation with J.C. Burton. Now, J.C. Burton has been in the industry for quite a while. She runs Woodline Solutions. It's a construction consulting firm. Now, this firm has a threefold focus: construction consulting, energy and water consulting, also known as sustainability consulting, and also facility management. Woodline provides services from Texas and Virginia. Now, JC is an engineer, and I just want to jump right in to the conversation with JC. Good morning, JC.
Good morning. Good morning. Glad to be with you this morning.
Good morning, and thank you for spending time with us this morning. You know, I had the opportunity to read your bio and learn a little more about you, and I know we did speak. You were on the show earlier this year, but I'm noticing that, wow, you noticed at an early age you had quite an aptitude for engineering. You took apart a television and put it back together. You know, tell us a little bit about that and how your parents reacted to that.
Certainly. At a young age, at 9 actually, my grandfather owned a TV repair store and TV sales store. So I was always around my grandfather's shop, and it was common for them to take a part of TV and put it back together. So I thought, naturally, that I could do the same thing. My parents may have been out in the backyard or out doing something, and I had taken apart the family television, and my mother calmly told me that I needed to put it back together. Fortunately, I was able to put it back together, and it still worked. But I wanted to take it apart so I could see what made it work, you know, what made the colors, why did the lights come on, why did the power button come on. And I can tell you that was a lot of fun, but a lot of fear in my parents for allowing me to do that.
Wow, and that's rather impressive. Discover your interest at such an early age, and so you could go ahead and develop along those lines. Now, we did speak earlier this year, and we also spoke with Lola Lisa. I'm sorry. I want all of our guests to know that we are continuing a conversation from a Blog Talk show with you earlier this year, as well as the topic of NABWIC member Lola Lisa King of Architect for Life. We actually spoke with her just last week, and I know that you guys are in touch pretty often. But tell us why this issue of sustainability is so important to NABWIC and so important to our audience today.
Well, I really wanted to focus on, if I can, just with that response to that question, the business of sustainability. sustainability and then environmental stewardship has been a game changer for all industries. It's impacted everything from consumer products to buildings and the way that we operate and manage them, as well as cars and vehicles. So there hasn't been any industry that has not been touched by having to put together a new goal or new direction in response to sustainability and environmental stewardship. In fact, the truth is that all Fortune 500 companies have adopted a sustainability plan, and the implementation components of that plan include supply chain management, the corporate operations, and as well as the things that we're most interested in, the members of NABWIC, their buildings and their facilities.
Wow. So I know that as a company adjusts to the demands of sustainability, how does Woodline help each of its clients respond to these sustainability demands?
Well, Woodline is organized to meet clients where they are in their pathway to sustainability. Sustainability is a journey that's really driven by measurable results. So each company or organization that we've worked with has defined sustainability a little differently. Some want something very simple as a recycling program on a college campus. Others may want a full-fledged solar acquisition and migration strategy for a tech firm. So that we have had the ability to work with both and understand that there are challenges within each of them, because some of them are early adopters in technology and want to use the latest and greatest offerings to be green, and while others are new champions. And in their champions, they may need some support to make sure that they can implement the goals that they've set forward for their company and or their business practice.
Well, JC, you know, as all of us work to become more, go green, many of us are trying to figure out what we can do to help, what we can do in our daily lives. Where would you recommend that people start?
Well, I would recommend some of the suggestions that NABWIC member Lolisa King from Architects for Light had talked about in the last two calls, Blog Talk shows, I should say. But we really could impart a couple things on this call. One, we've got a top five green tips for companies. And the first thing that we would recommend is just to go with the change. Understand that the shift is here. You have to embrace it. In construction, the largest shift that we've had is understanding OSHA requirements and what we need to do to be safe. And sustainability is the same type of shift. Similarly, in technology, there was a shift about 10 years ago. It was really impolite to conduct business from a cell phone or a PDA device. Now, nearly 75% of all business is conducted through alternative technology challenges, email, cell phones, et cetera. So that's made us extremely efficient, but then it is a very different way that you've got to learn to communicate. And sustainability is the same type of process. You just learn to work within the new changes. The second tip we would give would be reassess what sustainability means for you. That term, sustainability, can be a large and audacious word. In a perfect world, you should define what sustainability means for you and your company and your organization, and maybe even your personal family goals. I'll just give a few examples to identify some of the things that I'm thinking about here. So retailer or consumer branding company, Starbucks, consciously used paper products for its coffee and in the pastry products containers. It was very common to go see, you know, a paper, not even a wax paper, just a paper envelope to get a snack in, and then also the paper cups for their coffee. But they realized that they were doing something different, and it was a fundamental shift. Now, most coffee companies are moved away from some products like Styrofoam and using paper cups, and that shift has started from their leadership. They also partner with large wildlife organizations and cleanup organizations, and that's where they donate a lot of money to their foundation. Another example, again, from a consumer standpoint, because most of us are familiar with these two products, is Coca-Cola. They released what is called a plant bottle for their Dasani water. And while Coca-Cola is not a client of ours, and either Starbucks, these certainly are not commercials for them, but their shift in going to a plant bottle means that the water bottle that they utilize is created with less plastic and more plant materials, and it is biodegradable. That's a huge shift for a large company with global reach on every continent of the globe. So it's important to understand where the shift is. And then things can be a little bit different depending on where you are. Another example is Spelman College, which is a historically black college and university based in Atlanta, Georgia. It's got a small population of students, approximately 3,000. It's private, and it's old, and it has been a real stakeholder in the community for a long time. It renovated one of its existing dorms to reduce energy and water. And in that renovation, they decided to go after a LEED credit point and also LEED certification. But their real goal was to renovate so that they can have some aesthetic benefit to the building. And in doing so, the primary goal became to reduce energy and water. So you have to reassess what sustainability means for you and your business. The third tip we would say is establish goals. Identify three goals that you can implement personally within your company for the benefit of being green. These can be very simple things, such as buying a water filter for the office and a water tap with paper cups instead of using a lot of bottled water. Or you could ask your office manager to buy paper products with high recycled content. Or if you're in the position and you're at the leadership or a senior management role in your firm, then see if you can complete a sustainability plan and put a deadline to that. How can you put a sustainability plan that will impact your operations and then also what that means for your clients? And since most of the listeners are related to the architectural engineering and construction industries, I'll just give a couple examples of what sustainability can mean and what a goal can mean for all of us. It's really about looking at the improving efficiency within your own operations plan. So you could switch to green practices when you estimate a project if you go to an online help desk. The ability to not print paper or not have to print paper, one, saves you money, but then also saves a few trees along the way. BIM modeling is another example of a way to reduce paper production and cut out a lot of the unnecessary need of paper. Things can be done electronically, but it does take some time to make certain that your firm can participate in that efficiently. The fourth tip of the top five green tips for companies would be to engender new business. Entrepreneurs, small business owners, and Fortune 500 companies all have one thing in common: to be profitable and to steadily increase market share. Implement a shift of sustainability that will create new business for you. There could be a shift that will increase market share if your clients know that you understand how to build green, or that you understand more about sustainability that they do and are willing to help them along the way. For example, if you're a hauling company, you haul trash or rubbish or construction materials off of a site, evaluate the opportunities to start recycling construction debris. That may generate more income for your company, and then also communicate to your clients what your abilities really are. Should be a win-win situation. We're currently working with an electrical installation company in North Carolina where we're assisting to redevelop their corporate training program to include solar panel installation. So they're going to start working pretty aggressively with the installation of PV panels, not only in North Carolina but across the country. And then our very last tip would be never get left behind. While sustainability initiatives have been underground in the U.S. since the first oil shortage of the 1970s, the technology continued to evolve from that time, or started to evolve at that time, and it will continue to change. At this time, there are statisticians that say that we've really only impacted 10% of the nation's buildings in trying to make them green. So seek education and training, because that's still another 90% of the facilities and buildings that need to be touched or need to be built differently or perhaps renovated differently. Woodline, we actually publish a pocket reference guide called the 100 Most Important Green and Sustainable Terms. We're on our third edition now, but we found that people just don't necessarily know the nomenclature. And so if you don't know the nomenclature, you have a tendency not to talk about it. You don't want to misspeak or say something incorrectly, so people don't talk about it. And then we also have a training service that we have provided to our clients specifically, but we'll be launching it as a training platform called Pure Green Education. And Pure Green Ed will provide several categories of training. One will be technical green and sustainability training, green jobs, and then also corporate and social responsibility. So don't get left behind. Figure out where your company can fit in and where you fit in, and make sure that you stay on track with your education. So just to recap, the top five green tips are: go with the change, reassess sustainability for you, establish goals, engender new business, and never, ever get left behind.
Wow, what a wealth of information. Thank you so much for that, JC. Tell us, where can people get a copy of the 100 terms you just spoke about?
Well, if they contact our office at info@woodlinesolutions.com or call us at 1-800-434-3585, then we can make a limited number of copies available to our audience, either electronically or hard copy. We are in our third publication, and we are waiting on the books back from the publisher, but we know that we should have those any day. Or you can also request it on Twitter. Our Twitter handle is at Woodline Green.
Thanks for that. And anyone who's driving or not near a place where they could take that down, you can always go back to the archive show. But make sure you go in and request that copy of the 100 terms that can help you and your firm in this area. How can people find out more about the training that may be going on in their areas?
Well, continuing education and training is so vital in our industry. As technologies change, then you have to make sure that you're on top of what's coming and what's new, and then also helping to maybe even push innovation and be a change agent yourself. So we actually provide education in most states now, and in the beginning of 2013, we will launch a full Pure Green Education platform that will be providing in-person training classes in most states throughout the country. Right now we have approximately 20 professional teachers on staff, or that we will be working with as consultants, and with a catalog of about 35 courses. And any of those are available now. But our educators include a couple of NABWIC members, including Lolisa King that we've mentioned earlier. And then there will be some other NABWIC members that will come on board to assist with green jobs training, and then also support. And those members are Deborah Thompson and Ravona Mitchell. All of our training right now is live in-person instruction. In the future, in 2013, they'll be available in webinars and distance learning format. But again, they can just contact the office, and if we can't help directly, we'll try to find a training facility or company in their area.
Well, we definitely want everyone that's listening in, if anyone has any questions or if you want to become a part of the conversation, just go ahead and press 1 on your keypad then. And if you're listening from your browser, just go ahead and dial 714-459-3918 so you can join in on the conversation and ask any questions to Mrs. J.C. Burton that you may have, and we'd appreciate that. Also, let's go ahead as we begin to wind down, J.C., and get your contact information. Where can people find you?
Well, the best number to reach me, the best place to reach me is either by email or the phone number, and I'll give you the phone number again. It's 1-800-434-3585, and my email address is jburton, at Woodline Solutions, and solutions with an S, .com. And my Twitter handle is Woodline Green. So you can really contact me. Those ways would be the best opportunity to reach me. But I do and will attend several trade conferences for the remaining part of this year, some to serve as speakers and others for my own education. In the next few months, I'll be at the Georgia Green Energy and Economy Conference in Atlanta. That'll be held in September. And then the AC Conference in Atlanta. Los Angeles will be in October. Green Build, which is the largest exhibit space and education platform for conferences, and that will be held in San Francisco this year in November, and then PowerGen Orlando will be in December. And then I also have been asked to speak at the White House on several occasions, so I'm frequently in Washington, D.C. between now and the end of the year to talk to industry professionals, and also serve as a White House champion of change for clean energy, and that requires me to be in D.C. kind of at a moment's notice. So those are usually unplanned.
Wow, you know, I was definitely going to ask you more about your visits to D.C. and speaking at the White House. Can you tell us a little bit about what that's like?
One, it's a very humbling experience and a huge honor to have the nation's capital and the leadership, the administration, to call you to say that we want to hear your opinion about what we should be doing as a nation and what we should be doing as a company to shape policy on our environmental programs as well as our sustainability platforms. So it's a very humbling experience. But once you're there, they do really tap in very quickly to the things that are most important about clean energy and sustainability and our environment. So it's been a wonderful experience, and I've enjoyed each and every time that I'm there.
And I noticed also that you've been recognized at the White House as a champion of change in clean energy. So I know that that was a big honor also.
It was. It was a huge honor to have, just to be recognized that among peers that you are doing work in this field, and the work that you're doing should be recognized. It was a humbling experience, probably the biggest honor I'll have maybe in my lifetime.
Wow. Well, it's been great to have you on. We're having one of our persons that called in to ask a question. Mrs. Ann McNeil has having a little bit of an issue with her phone, and that's the sound everyone heard. And we always are glad to have her join in, and so we regret that she won't be able to become a part of the conversation. But we are so, so thankful to have you on this morning, JC, and the information you shared
Rachel?
Is definite.
Rachel.
Yes.
Hi, this is Ann McNeil, the master builder of building stronger and better lives, and I had my office call me on a different line so I could make sure that I was able to join in on the conversation. So I apologize for the difficulty on my own line. But good morning, JC. How are you this morning?
I'm wonderful, Ann. Thanks for calling in.
Yes, ma'am. You know, I would not miss this opportunity to ask you a NABWIC question, and thank you so very much for educating us on going green. Can you share with us any information you'd like to regarding your NABWIC experience and the diversity committee in which you're chairing for NABWIC to try to get some information to our listening public?
Absolutely. I have had a wonderful experience in being part of NABWIC, and my most recent charge that I've actually taken on and kind of volunteered for the role was to lead our corporate diversity committee, which is our goal is to make sure that members can do business with private companies across the United States. And these companies include establishing relationships with financial institutions like Wells Fargo, PNC Bank, and as well as some of the nation's largest retailers like Target and Walmart. So I've had a wonderful time making sure that we can try to position NABWIC members to do business with large companies. We've learned a lot along the way. Even in a short period of time, the Corporate Diversity Committee is a committee that just got started this year, 2012, even though NABWIC has been around for much longer. And we've learned really what the corporations need from us. And we have to respond to their needs by being able to, again, meet them where they are, but then step up to the demands that they ask and then listen for what's being communicated to you and then what's also not being communicated to you. So we've had some progress and some success, and we're looking for more both for the end of this year as well as 2013.
Thank you. And I want to thank you for your participation. And we've done a lot in the short period of time that we've all been together. And when you think about the future of this organization and the opportunities that we are creating for Black women in construction, it is just amazing how when you think about what industry drives America, it's construction, architecture, and engineering. So when you talk about going green, The potential for what we can do is just enormous as an organization. So thank you so very much for that. So I know Rachel is going to have to get off shortly, and I wanted to find out if there are any other callers that might have a question or want to participate in asking JC for any input.
So and yes, we don't have any other callers right now that have alerted us that they have a question, but I'm sure so many of them are definitely listening in and pretty excited. And I want to thank you, JC, for all of the amazing information that you shared. I'm sure it's so valuable for all of our listeners and all of the firms. And I want everyone to, and it's such a great show to follow up last week's show with Lola Lisa King of Architects for Life. And anyone out there, and all of us, should have an interest in sustainability and really broadening our knowledge and our use in this area. Please feel free to go back and listen to the previous show that we've had with J.C. Burton. And also, we've had two shows with Lola Lisa King, both leaders in this area and in this industry, and both giving amazing information to help you grow in your firm and become more sustainable, as we might say. So all of us going green and becoming more sustainable, these two organizations and these two ladies definitely support us in that effort. And we definitely want to invite you, again, to go by our website, www.nabwic.org, where you can learn more about our growing national organization that's definitely going to impact this industry and definitely impact women in construction. We are NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction. We are the voice of Black women in construction. And this morning you'd have the opportunity to hear from Ms. J.C. Burton, who is an amazing leader, and also just heard from Ann McNeil. And so as we begin to wind down, I would like to turn the line over again to J.C. Burton. Any closing thoughts that you'd like to share?
Certainly. I do echo the comment that Ann had mentioned earlier, and it was stated in a little different way. I think that there is a business of being green. You have to embrace that business and knowing that if you're going to be in construction, construction has two tracks, really, a renovation or new construction. And since we have only impacted, statisticians have said, we've only impacted 10% of our building, of the nation's buildings, and turning them green, we still have a long way to go. And this country, based on what's happening with federal programs, as well as Fortune 500 companies that are adopting green and sustainable policies, that the business of being green for our industry is not likely to stop or cease at any time soon. So I would encourage all to develop a platform and know that we will be here as a resource to any NABWIC member that may need help in finding their way.
Wow. So thank you so much. So much appreciation to you, J.C. Burton, and thank you so much for your information and your willingness to share and help all the other firms and all the other women in construction, basically, I guess, the country and the planet as it relates to this. And thanks so much, Ann McNeil, for jumping in and being a part of the conversation. We're going to go ahead and close out. We want each and every one of you that listened in this morning to go ahead and have a great, amazing, prosperous, and peaceful day. And remember, you can go back to our archive at www.blogtalkradio.com, where you can listen to this show again, listen to any of the archive shows, listen to the shows with Lola Lisa King, and be able to get the information, get the emails, get all the contact information to reach out and contact anyone that you need to contact. So we thank each and every one of you for listening in. This morning you have heard from J.C. Burton of Woodline Solutions, and we definitely appreciate you for being on the line this morning. So thanks to our guests, JC, and thanks to all of you listeners. Remember to tweet and retweet, post and repost, email, text, and share. Get the word out about this show and also about what NABWIC is doing across the country. Thank you, ladies, and have a great, great day. This is Rachel Moore signing off from Miami, Florida. Thank you.
Thank you.